Mr. Herman.
Poop again!
Party on, dude!
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Extreme close up!
Welcome back into the Radcast, everybody. I am Steven.
I am Matt.
And thank you all for listening to our episode from last week, 2003. We have no clue how it's doing because the day we recorded that episode, we are turning right around the same day and recording this
2002.
One, about 2002.
So we definitely don't know how this is going
to
go.
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening to this episode now and you listen to 2003, we kind of told you at the beginning of that episode, due to circumstances that are going on the weekend we would have recorded it, we're just
going to knock it out.
Just knocking it out then so you can listen to it now. Mm-hmm. 2002, we are getting ever so close to the end of the 2000s and our year-to-year retrospective. We will take on the 80s at some point.
Yeah.
Which we will start with 1980.
Yeah, that's what we've had discussions. Mm-hmm. And I can't even remember why we started with the final year and then worked backwards.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
We started it when we did the 90s and we just started with 1999.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where Headspace was at then. And we just decided to do it with this now. But it would make sense just to start with the first year of the decade. We'll do it with the 80s.
Yeah.
All right.
Get off my back.
And we'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
But we are in 2002 right now.
Yep.
I only got 2 years left after this.
Yep.
And then we may, instead of just jumping right to another decade with a retrospective, we're thinking about...
We'll give it a little bit.
We're thinking about a couple other things that we might do retrospectives on.
Yeah.
Maybe some more television, specific retrospective things.
Yeah. Super excited for that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And so will this episode. 2002, if you've been listening to our year-by-year retrospectives, of course, this may be repetitive for those of you who have been tracking along with us, but just for those of you that this is your first time sitting in and listening to us, thank you for joining
us. Thank you.
What we'll do is we'll go through some of the notable deaths, movies, world events, television, video games, sports, all an assortment of topics inside of this specific year we're talking about. So everything for 2002, things that will be old enough to drink legally this year.
Which is wild.
Uh-huh.
I still think about 2002. Sometimes it still feels like, oh, that was like a few years ago, right?
Nope. 2002, Matt and I, the first half of 2002, we were 10 and in the fourth grade. And then the last half of 2002, we were 11 in the fifth
grade. Just for reference.
Yeah. Just for reference where we were at.
Yep.
For those of you out there writing the biography on us.
Yeah.
So 2002 will be one of your chapters. That's a good start. So speaking of good starts, here are some people who had some endings to 2002.
Ooh, we're getting better at transitioning into the deaths.
Yeah, exactly. Who are some of the people that died in 2002?
So Milton Berle, passed away, famous legendary comedian, legendary narcissistic asshole.
Yep.
Uncle Milty.
Milton Berle called. He wants his bladder control back.
James Coburn. Mm. You would know him from his voice.
Yep.
Dudley Moore.
Yeah.
Famous British comedic
Arthur
actor.
10.
Yep. Billy Wilder, who is an Austrian-born American filmmaker. Joe Strummer.
Yeah.
The lead singer and guitar player for The Clash.
Yeah.
Eileen Wuornos.
Yeah,
who last
prolific
week,
female serial killer.
We talked about the movie Monster, which is based off of her her crimes.
Yep.
Richard Harris, so actor and singer. Did a bunch of movies like King Arthur and whatnot.
Yeah.
But also in the United States, he recorded, he did a version of Jimmy Webb's song MacArthur Park.
Wasn't he also the first Dumbledore?
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first Dumbledore. Dee Dee Ramone.
Ah, yeah.
So John Entwistle, who's a bass player for The Who.
Yeah.
Katie Jurado, who's a Mexican actress. Nobu McCarthy was a Japanese-Canadian actress and a fashion model. Stephen J. Gould, who's a paleontologist and evolutionary biologist. Mm. The real-life Burger Man.
Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas.
Mr. Wendy's himself.
Yes.
Who they patterned the Wendy's logo off of him and as a child in Pigtails.
Yeah, exactly.
Lionel Hampton, who is a jazz vibraphonist, pianist, percussionist, and band leader. Ted Williams,
the splendid baseball legend.
Art to a lot of people, still the greatest hitter of all time.
I don't
disagree. I also don't agree. I mean, he's the last man to hit 400.
Yeah.
To hit for, you know, batting average of 400.
Yep.
And that was, that was like 60 something years ago.
Yeah.
It still hasn't been reached. So there's something to say about that. A true student of hitting.
But also a true, some would consider an American hero as well.
He fought in World War II.
He served 3 years in the military, which really like interrupted an already Hall of Fame beginning to a career.
Yeah,
and afterwards, he continued to have a Hall of Fame career. But if he didn't serve in the military, he would have had, he could have had 3,500 hits.
Yeah.
He could have had 600 home runs.
Yep.
It was one of those things where selfishly as a baseball fan, I'm like, oh, you could have done this. But to a lot of people, he is an American hero in that respect.
Chuck Jones.
Legend.
Looney Tunes.
Like, Looney
Tunes. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy Lee, who is a jazz singer. Lou Thesz, who's arguably the first kind of high-profile professional wrestler.
Yeah. Of the television era.
Of the television era.
Definitely.
John Gotti.
Yeah.
Mafioso. Davey Boy Smith.
The British Bulldog.
Lane Staley.
From
lead singer of Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains, I would put in there. I mean, they had more like sonically were more like a metal band, especially like Facelift and then the Dirt. I would put him on the Mount Rushmore of grunge with Kurt Cobain, or grunge singers Kurt Cobain,
Chris Cornell,
Eddie Vedder, Lane Staley.
Yep.
Herb Ritts, who was a fashion photographer, Josh Ryan Evans, who was on Passions,
played
Baby Grinch.
Young Grinch.
Yeah.
In the Grinch movie.
So he was an adult, but what did he have?
It's like a form of like dwarfism.
I think so. Yeah. A little person actor. Edith Bouvier Beale, Irish McCullough, who is an actress. She's most known for the title star of the 50s television series Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. Wahoo McDaniel, another super popular wrestler. Waylon Jennings.
Oh, man.
Legendary country artist.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Buck. Legendary baseball announcer.
That was big.
Yeah. Cardinals announcer for decades and decades.
We say it all the time, but an institution, not just in St. Louis sports, but in sports.
Oh, yeah. American businesswoman Ruth Handler. American actress, singer, and former model Katia Sassoon. Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Oh, that
TLC.
Was tragic.
Car accident in Barbados. Mm-hmm. So she's doing charity work. TLC could have put out 10 more albums.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just anytime you hear a rap in a TLC song, that's Left Eye.
Mm-hmm.
Just pioneers, legends,
mm-hmm.
just so sad.
Purveyors of safe sex.
Exactly. Another pioneer, Jam Master Jay.
Yeah.
Run DMC.
Yeah.
American poet John Wieners.
Roastin' Wiener.
Roast in peace, John Wieners. Canadian novelist and playwright Timothy Findley. Rosemary Clooney.
Yeah.
Who was famous. And you'll see why I say famous in her own right. She was an actress. A singer.
White Christmas,
of course. Come On to My House. She did that song. She is George Clooney's aunt. So that's why I say famous in her own right.
Right, yeah.
She's the aunt. She's not just the aunt of George Clooney. Willie Thrower. Can you guess which position he played in football?
I would say defensive lineman.
Yes.
No, he was a quarterback.
Yeah. Willie Thrower. He became... one of the first NFL African-American quarterbacks in the modern era. Yeah. Johnny Unitas.
Oh, man.
Legend.
You really set your watch to that haircut.
Yeah,
exactly. Simpsons reference.
Bruce Paltrow,
who
is a TV and film director and producer. Also Gwyneth Paltrow's dad.
Yep.
Jerry Dunphy. Robert Urich.
Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who was an actor. Avery Schreiber, who this picture that he's a comedian and an actor.
And it looked, he has a guitar with a bunch of Muppets around him, and he looks like David Crosby.
Ah, but it isn't David Crosby.
It isn't the...
Because he died recently.
He did. The late, great David Crosby. And then, speaking of Crosby, Robin Crosby.
Ah, from Rat.
Harry Hay. And then, sorry, I could have had a better transition into that. Robin Crosby, guitar player for Rat. And then prominent gay rights activist Harry Hay.
Mm-hmm.
So... those are some of the deaths.
Was that his alter ego?
What?
Robin Crosby? Was his alter ego pro-gay rights activist Harry Hay?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Mm.
Robin Crosby, who dated Tawny Kitaen for the longest time, and also had death threatened upon him by O.J. Simpson, who was having a tryst with Tawny Kitaen.
Oh, yes. Is that right?
Yep. So here's some world events of 2002.
Okay.
Starting off with January 1st, the euro banknotes and coins become the legal tender in 12 of the European Union's member states. So the euro instead
good.
Of. So you got to get rid of all your excess francs there, Frenchies.
Get out of here, dipshit.
It's not a person. A franc is an inanimate object.
Sometimes you can call an inanimate object a dipshit.
That's all I call a bitch or inanimate objects and you. Because if it's being a bitch and I ran into it and I ran into it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It needs to move.
Yeah. Exactly. This wall needs to move. January 22nd, Kmart Corporation.
Yeah.
It's the Green Lantern Corps, and it has a P still, but you see it says Corps.
It's for Kmart. Yeah.
Kmart Corp becomes largest retailer in U.S. history to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. February 8th, the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. May 5th, so big jump. I guess I didn't care about anything else in the prior months. February 5th, Jacques Chirac wins election for wins elections for second term as president of France.
Yeah.
May 6th. Entrepreneur and grade A shatbag Elon Musk founds SpaceX. May 11th, last performance of Cats at London's West End Theater. May 22nd, a jury in Birmingham, Alabama convicts former KKK member Bobby Frank Cherry of the 1963 murders of four girls and the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church.
Asshole.
May 26th, Alvaro Uribe becomes president of Colombia. Also, May 26th, the Mars Odyssey finds ice deposits on the planet Mars.
Yeah. Who left this here? Huh?
Who left this here?
Huh?
Who left the water on this ice planet?
On this Mars?
June 6th, near-Earth asteroid explodes over the Mediterranean Sea between Greece and Libya. The explosion, estimated to have force of 26 kilotons, more powerful than the Nagasaki atomic bomb.
Jeez.
Yeah. June 29th, Vice President Dick Cheney serves as acting president for 2 hours while George W. undergoes colonoscopy. Now, Dick, I need you to be ready in case they shove that hose too far up into my ass and chokes me to death in the throat.
Yeah, you gotta tell them what my limits are since you're usually shoving things up my ass.
Yeah, so you gotta let them know what our safe word is.
Yeah.
Christopher Lambert shows up.
Yeah.
July 28th, 9 coal miners trapped in Kew Creek Mine in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, rescued after 77 hours underground. September 4th,
The mole men, as they were called.
Working in a coal mine, going downtown. Working in a coal mine. Ooh, it's caving in now.
Keep working.
Yep, exactly. The canary didn't say anything. It's like the bird the Flintstones. September 4th, Kelly Clarkson becomes the first American Idol champion.
Yeah.
September 11th, 1 year after the attack on it, the Pentagon is rededicated after repairs are complete.
Mm-hmm.
September 23rd, the first public version of the web browser Mozilla Firefox is released.
Firefox.
I don't still use that. I use Google Chrome now.
But
Firefox was...
Firefox is still around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was... At the time, like when we started using it, when it was first launched, it was Phoenix 0.1.
Yeah.
But after a few years, Mozilla Firefox was seen as the superior web browser over like Internet Explorer, which we were using. October 16th, the Bibliotheca Alexandrina, a commemoration of the Library of Alexandria that was lost to antiquity, is inaugurated into the city of Alexandria in Egypt.
Cool.
Yeah. November 16th, first reported case of SARS-CoV, the coronavirus, eventually spread to 29 countries before it was stopped. So yeah, hits a little close to home there.
Yeah.
November 21st, NATO invites Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Slovenia, and Slovakia to become members. So all communist, former communist countries. November 29th. They're
going to say to a mansion for a clue-like get-together.
Then we're going to cave it in. Kill the commies.
Kill the commies.
November 29th, the Concert for George benefit concert. That was redundant. The Concert for George is what it was called, but it was a benefit concert held in the Royal Albert Hall for George Harrison.
Yep.
December 18th, Calvin Klein sells to Van Heusen. And finally, December 28th, LinkedIn is founded by Reid Hoffman.
Ah, still used today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That was the end of that thought.
Still used today.
Yep.
That's all I got to say about that.
So some of the movies from 2002, V's.
Keep going.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Mm.
Spider-Man.
We have a whole episode about that and the impact it's had. And in subsequent weeks, we'll still sprinkle in the impact Spider-Man had on us.
Obsessed is an understatement with that movie for us when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Go listen to our Spider-Man episode.
We have several episodes where we talk about how we feel about that movie.
The Pianist.
Ah, yes.
City of God. Gangs of New York.
Good movie.
Great movie. Road to Perdition.
Mm.
28 Days Later. Catch Me If You Can. Mm. Leo DiCap and Tom Hanks.
Yep.
The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Great movie.
Really good. Yeah, really good movie. Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
It is.
It is what it is.
It is there. It's there. Irreversible.
I'll tell you what I remember most about Scooby-Doo. Mm-hmm. And it's only because I love Six Flags St. Louis so much. We were in the Villains Cafe in Six Flags St. Louis, which is no longer a thing anymore, but it was opened along with the Mr. Freeze, which was not too far from it, around the time Batman and Robin came out.
Yep.
And what I remember most about it is it has these large Batman posters from the movie that has like Mr. Freeze and Bane and Poison Ivy on it. And it sold overpriced Mexican food. But I loved it. But we were in it one time
but
around.
But it was delicious.
It was. About 2003 or 2004, we were at Six Flags, and there was a TV inside of the Villains Cafe playing the Scooby-Doo movie.
Yep.
That's what I remember. Also, it was around the time the Scooby-Doo ride opened at Six Flags. Probably a few years after that. But the movie was playing at Villains Cafe.
Yes.
So that's what I equate with.
I remember that now that you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Irreversible. Minority Report, Unfaithful with Diane Lane.
Yes, Richard Gere.
Yes. Signs, Everywhere Signs.
Yeah, exactly.
Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, and don't forget one of the Culkin boys,
M. Night Shyamalan. If you don't know by now, we purposely mispronounce things.
Yeah.
Secretary with Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Mm. And James Spader.
Yes. Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones.
Saw that in theaters.
8 Mile.
Mm-hmm. That was the last movie we ever saw in Nashville in theaters was Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never seen 8 Mile.
That was the last movie we ever saw in theaters was
Grandpa
8 Mile.
Grandpa was like, oh, Matt, have you seen 8 Mile?
Oh, it's so good. Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti. Grandma's going to make spaghetti tonight. Resident Evil, The Bourne Identity, The Count of Monte Cristo.
Ah.
Chicago. Your favorite movie.
Yes.
Also, I have an idea for a movie where it's apes doing burlesque called Chicago. Ice Age, Equilibrium, About a Boy.
Ah, with Hugh Grant.
Mm-hmm. Red Dragon, The Ring, Naomi Watts, and your favorite actor, Martin Henderson.
Yes. If I was just as obsessed with Spider-Man, I was also equally obsessed with Martin Henderson. Great base stealer in Major League Baseball.
All say yes to that. Sweet Home Alabama with Reese Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. Ghost Ship with Julianne Margulies. Insomnia with Robin Williams. Lilo and Stitch. Robin Williams and Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Lilo and Stitch.
Saw that in theaters.
Mm-hmm. Treasure Planet.
Ah, I just watched a video that included Treasure Planet.
Oh, nice. Men in Black 2, A Walk to Remember, Punch Drunk Love with Adam Sandler, Adaptation, The Scorpion King.
With Dwayne The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock's first leading man movie, Die Another Day, so one of the James Bond films, The Transporter,
Austin Powers and Goldmember,
mm-hmm.
Made in Manhattan, The Sum of All Fears, The Hot Chick. We were soldiers.
Yeah. Now we're just assholes working at a burger joint.
Yeah, exactly. Blade 2, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, which I like that movie.
I like that movie a lot.
Yeah. Panic Room, Triple X, The Hours, Queen of the Darned.
Put a zip on it. No profanity. Watch the profanity.
Watch the profanity. What's funny about Triple X is during the 2002 MLB All-Star game, it was funny to hear Joe Buck. It's like, awesome. It's funny.
All these
always go back to some sort of All-Star game.
It's Joe Buck. It's funny to hear him go, flying right above us, the Triple X blimp.
Huh?
Sponsored by the new Columbia TriStar movie, Triple X. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In the deaths.
Talking about baseball.
Yeah. In the deaths, we forgot. It's affected the majors, but the Cardinals more prominently. Daryl Kyle.
Yeah.
For the Cardinals, which was shocking.
Major, super shocking.
He was like 32, 33,
multiple time
like
All-Star, Cy Young candidate.
Yep.
20-game winner.
Yep.
So that was crazy. Mm-hmm. So forgot to bring that up in the deaths. Phone Booth.
Ah.
With Colin Farrell. Reign of Fire with Matthew McConaughey and Christian Bale. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, The Time Machine, National Lampoon's Van Wilder.
Ah, with Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Solaris, Hero, Cabin Fever, Mr. Deeds.
Great movie.
I like that movie. Bend It Like Beckham, The Master of Disguise.
Oh, boy.
Probably the Sucktastic Cinema episode I go back to the most.
It's so funny.
We did that with Jake Vielewald.
Yeah.
And that's a really funny episode, but a terrible movie.
Oh, it's so bad.
Star Trek Nemesis, Frida, Enough, with Jennifer Lopez, The New Guy, Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron.
Ah, yes.
1 Hour Photo.
Great movie.
Freaky movie. Really good movie. The Sweetest Thing with Cameraman Diaz and Thomas Jane. Internal Affairs, Blue Crush, The Rules of Attraction, Dog Soldiers.
Whoa.
Yeah. Ali G in Da House.
Ah.
The Importance of Being Earnest. Crossroads with Britney Spears.
Ah, and Taylor Manning and Rosario Dawson.
No, Zoe Saldana.
Yeah, Zoe Saldana. Yeah.
And Rosario Dawson was Josie the Pussycats.
Yes.
And Britney Spears' song Toxic was big in 2003. I didn't bring that up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He.
Oops. Murder by Numbers, Sympathy for Vengeance, Dahmer with Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
25th Hour, Secret Things, John Q, which that movie just keeps you on the edge of your seat and very anxious the whole time. Killing Me Softly, 40 Days and 40 Nights, which is just Josh Hartnett having blue balls for 90 minutes.
Yep. Exactly.
Mothman Prophecies, Eight-Legged Freaks, Big Fat Liar, Spy Kids 2, Island of Lost Dreams.
Saw that in theaters.
We watched that movie a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's special features on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
White Oleander, Barbershop, About Schmidt, Drumline, Collateral Damage, which was Arnold Schwarzenegger's last movie for a while.
Mm-hmm.
High Crimes, The Tuxedo, which we did on Sucktastic Cinema, I See You, Death to Smoochie, Swept Away, 2 Weeks Notice, Kung Pao Enter the Fist, Talk to Her, The Cat Returns, Friday After Next, Undercover Brother, Wind Talkers,
yeah.
Paid in Full, Antoine Fisher, Stuart Little 2, or Tuart Little, Laurel Canyon, Orange County.
Oh, it's so funny.
Such a funny movie. Like Mike.
Yeah, I like that movie
at the time. I haven't watched it really since fifth grade.
Well, it's funny because like there's obviously Like Mike.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into the synopsis, but a little Bow Wow plays a little boy who gets the
Michael Jordan shoes.
Gives him special powers.
Exactly. It's a nice little movie, especially if you're a young basketball fan.
Yep.
But there's a moment in there to where one of the charming things about him is he fanboys out over some of the NBA players.
Yeah.
He sees David Robinson. He's like, yo, Admiral! And I actually thought of that yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was watching a 90s NBA thing yesterday, and they talked about David Robinson. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Rear Admiral.
An honor. I salute. Salute that toot.
Exactly. I hope the mics picked it up because Matt just farted.
Big time.
Oh yeah. Yep.
It was like one of those sound effect farts.
yes.
Tuck Everlasting. Well, like fuck Everlasting. No, I don't. I just wanted to be silly. K-19, the Widowmaker, Femme Fatale, the Good Girl, the Rookie.
That's a boring movie.
Yes, it is. Far From Heaven, Bubba Hotep, Bubba Hotep, Bubba Hotep, Bubba Hotep. Pool Hall Junkies, you okay?
Yes.
The Banger Sisters.
Isn't Pool Hall Junkies, is Michael Rosenbaum in that movie? I think he is, because every time I mention Michael Rosenbaum, Andrew's like, that's the guy from Pool Hall Junkies.
Yes.
He's like, I watch that movie all the time.
He is in that. Heart's War, Life or Something Like It, Halloween Resurrection, Slackers.
Dearly Departed, Halloween Resurrection episode.
Yep. Yeah, Serving Sarah, the Santa Claus 2, Snow Dogs, Nicholas Nickleby, Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood, Dark Blue, Rollerball, Left Behind 2, Tribulation Force, which, that's just,
it's Christian propaganda.
Anyway.
That's all it is.
Boat Trip, and I have way more written down. I'm skipping a bunch.
Yeah.
The Magdalene Sisters, Analyze That. The Spanish Apartment, 8 Crazy Nights, Narc, I Spy, The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
Yes.
Showtime, Clock Stoppers, Dirty Pretty Things, Sorority Boys, another Michael Rosenbaum movie, Juana Man for young basketball fans.
Yes.
With Miguel A. Nunez Jr. He is in that movie.
Yeah.
The Country Bears, Brown Sugar, Trapped, Pinocchio, the weird one with Roberto Benigni. It's a 40-year-old man pretending to be Pinocchio.
Yeah. So I watched a video to where they were like, it translates better in Italian.
Well, I'm sure it does.
The English dub just makes it seem really strange.
Well, it's already really... I don't care how it translates in Italian, because he's a 40-year-old man pretending to be a little boy, which actually Martin Short did in the movie Clifford.
Yeah. The video I watched put more context behind it, and to trust me, it's still not strange on the surface, but put more context in it. I'm not defending it.
No.
I'm just saying lost in translation.
Okay. That makes sense.
You're not wrong in thinking it's weird.
Right. No, I know. The Wild Thornberries, Pumpkin, All About Benjamins, Thunderpants, Abandon, Men with Brooms, Buying the Cow, Welcome to Collinwood, Roger Dodger, Real Women Have Curves, The Powerpuff Girls Movie, Emperor's Club, Ballistic X vs. Sever.
Yes.
I know, right? Why did I have so many of these movies? Lone Star State of Mind and Stealing Harvard.
Stealing Harvard.
Which is...
I want to be Steve. Gotta have my cheese.
I'm not Liquid John. I'm not Liquid.
Ready, Tom Green.
Ready, Stan? I'm not Stan. Or, no, Ready, Steve?
I'm not Steve. I'm Stan.
Tom Green and Jason Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Another very funny movie.
So some of the music I'm going to go through, and I actually have more albums with the little, you know, the notable songs on the side than I do just like singles of 2002. Some of the stuff I researched now, I don't think we put this quote unquote disclaimer in 2003. For those of you who have never listened to one of these, we can't hit everything.
Right.
We try to be as you just listened, like, Matt rattled off
so
a
many
bunch
things.
Of movies.
There were even more.
Yeah, and I personally go through like 10 pages on IMDb just to go through movies. But again, we're not going to rattle off everything.
Yeah. I just said I was skipping over a whole bunch of movies.
So it's for brevity a lot of the time too. And music-wise and sports and everything, there's going to be things we miss. I feel like me personally with stuff I researched here, I was looking for things for like 3 hours for this episode to where I was getting kind of tired near the end of looking.
Yes.
So I might not have been as thorough as maybe I could have been. So I say that all to say, as far as singles in the year 2002 go, probably not as many as we would have had in another episode.
Sure.
However, I do have all the albums and some of the more notable songs in there that probably could have landed in the singles. So you're getting what you get, okay? So be happy.
Yeah, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Be happy about Drive by Alan Jackson.
Yeah.
The Great Divide, Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Bloodsport, Sneaker Pimps. The Process of Belief, Bad Religion. The Illusion of Safety,
yeah,
by Thrice.
Thrice.
In 2003, Artists in an Ambulance.
Artists in an Ambulance.
Artists in an Ambulance.
That's my bad.
No, you're good. We're saying it now.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to, if you listen to our 2003 episode and you're a fan of the band Thrice and you're like, well, where's Artists in an Ambulance?
I forgot.
Yeah. But also you may not have been aware that we're huge Thrice fans and you'd be like, maybe they just don't know Thrice. We are massive Thrice fans. And it's also, I wanted to bring it up because Thrice is kicking off a 20th anniversary tour in recognition of that album, which they're playing all the way through, and we have tickets to, baby.
I got them yesterday, Friday, February 3rd.
Yep, so Saturday, June 10th, Thrice is going to be in St. Louis at Red Flag, which I've never been to that venue.
Me
they're
going to
be playing Artisan and Ambulance all the way through.
Yep.
We're super excited.
So excited.
But Artisan and Ambulance came out in 2003. Yeah. The year before, 2002, Illusion of Safety.
Yes.
Always Got Tonight, Chris Isaac. Music from the major motion picture Crossroads, Britney. Mm, it just credits Britney Spears on there. Don't Worry About Me, Joey Ramone. Kissin' Time, Marianne Faithfull. Under Rugs Swept, Alanis Morissette. The Changing of the Times, Under Oath. And Under Oath, I can't remember if this was their debut, but I'm gonna name a lot of bands that like skyrocketed popularity in the pop punk scene and the alternative rock scene and
screamo,
like rock scene who like were super popular in the 2000s who had their debut albums in 2002. I can't remember if Under Oath was one of them, but I will be running across people who it is. Here is somebody who had their debut album, Come Away With Me, Nora Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Which had the songs Come Away With Me and Don't Know Why.
Mm-hmm.
Gore Obsessed, Cannibal Corpse.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon Chicken and Grits, Nappy Roots, which had the song On on it from Mad in 2003.
Yep.
Reinventing Axl Rose, Against Me, which is their debut album.
Mm-hmm.
1919 Eternal, Black Label Society. Icons, Naughty by Nature, which has the song Naughty by Nature with Carl Thomas on it.
Yeah, yeah.
The Second Stage, Turbine Blade, Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah.
What It Is to Burn, Finch.
Yeah.
So that's their debut. Far Side of the World, Jimmy Buffett. No Pads, No Helmets, Just Balls, Simple Plan. Behind Silence and Solitude, All That Remains. It's their debut.
Mm-hmm.
Minnie McCready, which you mentioned we've mentioned Roger Clemens a few times.
Allegedly had a tryst.
Yeah, in the 2004 All-Star Game, during his intro, I made the joke, he looked at the camera and was like, it's for you, Mindy.
Yeah.
Hi, Mindy.
Yeah. Minnie McCready met an unfortunate...
Yeah.
And
she unfortunately
passed away and
ended her life not too long ago.
Yes.
Tell All Your Friends, Taking Back Sunday, Diorama, Silverchair, Cry, Simple Minds, Ashanti, Gutterflower, Goo Goo Dolls, which has Big Machine and Here Is Gone on it, Hammered for Motorhead, which they have the bonus track. They released it as a bonus track, but it's the Game, Triple H's theme. Jinx, Karashi, which has Mr. Jinx on it.
Yeah, which was on Mad 2003.
Silver Lining, Bonnie Raitt. Come On, Come On from Sheryl Crow, which has Soak Up the Sun. CeeLo Green and His Perfect Imperfections, CeeLo Green. No Shoes, No Problem. Kenny Chesney with the Big Besney.
He's the Big Besney.
Yes. A 2004 episode, Matt made an idiotic...
Tourette's tick outbreak. Is the best knee.
That's what it was. Kenny Chesney is the best.
Doesn't
it's
make
not
any sense.
Anything. Only a Woman Like You, Michael Bolton. When I Was Cruel, Elvis Costello. Be Not Nobody, Vanessa Carlton, which has 1,000 miles on it.
Yeah. Everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
And even if you don't know the name, look it up. Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles. You know that song.
Yeah. It's the song, if you'd like a reference, it's the song from White Chicks.
Yeah.
Alice from Tom Waits. Dark Days from Cold Chamber. Down the Road, Van Morrison. Vapor Trails, Rush. Alive or Just Breathing, Killswitch Engage. Holly Weird from Poison.
Yeah.
I Luciferi from Danzig. Killing the Dragon, Dio. Legacy Hymns and Faith, Amy Grant. Never a Dull Moment, Tommy Lee. Mended from Mark Anthony. The Eminem Show from Eminem, which has Without Me, Cleaning Out My Closet, Superman, Till I Collapse.
Yeah.
Remission from Mastodon. Let Go from Avril Lavigne.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Which had Complicated, I'm With You, Skater Boy.
Yeah.
Massive album. She started doing headlining tours.
Yeah.
Behind that album.
Nuts.
Suicide Notes and Butterfly Kisses, Atreyu, Full Circle, Boyz II Men, Heathen from David Bowie, Untouchables, Korn, Masquerade, Wyclef Jean, Gravity from Our Lady Peace,
yeah.
which has All For You, Made of Steel, Innocent, Somewhere Out There, Not Enough, Sell My Soul.
So it's the whole album.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Love, Hate, Tragedy from Papa Roach, Pop Till You Drop, A-Teens, Ready Mades, Chumbawamba, Nellyville from Nelly, Pimp Juice, Air Force One,
St. Louis,
Hot in Here,
yeah,
massive song.
Hot in Her,
sorry,
on,
sorry, it's a double entendre. Knock on the Sky, Shadaisy, Soma Holiday from Green Wheel, which had the song Shelter on the Spider-Man soundtrack. Andy, our older brother, who was on the Willow 100th, was actually friends with and worked with the lead singer of Green Wheel.
Yeah.
He did not like talking about his time in that band.
Of course not.
Rough time in his life, so we never asked if he could ask him about it.
Yeah.
We only ever heard the song Shelter from Spider-Man soundtrack. Songs About Jane from Maroon 5. From Maroon 5 was an actual rock band.
Yeah.
Harder to Breathe, Sunday Morning, This Love, She Will Be Loved, Must Get Out, and Shiver.
That album still is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Top to bottom.
Mm-hmm. The Used. Heathen Chemistry, Oasis, By the Way from Red Hot Chili Peppers, By the Way, Can't Stop, and the Zephyr Song, Hard Candy from Counting Crows, Busted Stuff, Dave Matthews Band, Where Are You Going in Gray Street, Dreamland, Robert Plant, 500 Degrees from Lil Wayne, I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love from My Chemical Romance, Revolverlution from Public Enemy, The Amalgamut from Filter. I'm just giving, there's a few singles on here. There's the singles, American Cliche, Where Do We Go? Cliche.
Yeah.
Where Do We Go From Here? The Only Way Is the Wrong Way are the singles, but the whole album is great.
Right.
It's the follow-up to Title of the Record from 1999.
Yeah.
Both top to bottom are great. Happenstance from Fozzy. Inside Once Out, the EP from John Mayer.
Yeah, listened to that a bunch.
Which had, most of it was comprised of acoustic versions of some of his hit songs from Heavier Things and
Room for Squares.
But it had two songs I haven't heard re-recorded on any other album, Victoria and Comfortable.
Victoria's really good.
Oh, yeah. Drunk Enough to Dance, Bowling for Soup. Unleashed, Toby Keith, which has Beer for My Horses and the secondary national anthem, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. October Road from James Taylor. X from Def Leppard, not their strongest entry.
Sure.
Disclaimer from Seether, which has Fine Again on it.
Oh,
from
great
Madden
song,
2003.
Yeah.
If It Was You, Tegan and Sarah. Rush of Blood to the Head from Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
30 Seconds to Mars. Daylight from Duncan Sheik. No Stranger to Shame, Uncle Cracker, which has his cover of the Dobby Gray song, Dobby Gray song Drift Away.
Yeah.
Saturate from Breaking Benjamin, which has Skin, Meditate, Wish I May, and another song from SmackDown vs. Raw, Polyamorous.
Yes.
Songs for the Deaf, Queens of the Stone Age.
Good album.
Great album. Underground Legend, Lil Flip, Another Earthquake from the late Aaron Carter, Paradise from Kenny G, Believe from Disturbed.
Believe.
The Art of the Balance. The Art of Balance. Your mom really cares about your schooling, boy. Nothing to do with the band Disturbed. The Art of the Balance. Shadows Fall. Cutlass from Cutlass.
Christian Rock.
Yeah. OK Go from OK Go, which has the song Get Over It.
Which is on the Madden 2003 soundtrack.
I don't think in any of our episodes, like when it came out, I don't think we mentioned Here It Goes Again from OK Go. Was when YouTube first hit, was one of the most watched videos on YouTube, was the music video from Here It Goes Again, which is unbelievable. It's the treadmill video.
Yeah, yeah. Just how they pulled that off is just amazing.
So I don't think we talked about that.
I'm doing it now.
Yeah, but Get Over It, which was on the Madden 2003 soundtrack. Quizás from Enrique Iglesias. Stanley Climbfall, Lifehouse, which has
great
Take
album.
Me Away.
Yeah.
Theory of a Dead Man, which has Invisible Man
from
the
Spider-Man soundtrack.
I think it's tailor-made to be a wrestling
I do, too.
The Creek Drank the Cradle from Iron and Wine. The Naked Ride Home from Jackson Browne, Sea Change from Beck, Strong Enough from Travis Tritt, Up from Peter Gabriel, The Young and Hopeless from Good Charlotte, Lifestyles of Rich and the Famous, yeah. Girls and Boys in the Anthem.
Oh, big, which big time Madden songs.
2003.
Yeah.
Bare Naked from Jennifer Love Hewitt, Ben Folds Live by Ben Folds. I don't know if anybody's picked up on it. I don't usually put greatest hits or live albums.
Yeah, same.
There are several that we could have talked about. I only use this one because it has a song I don't know if he re-recorded for any other album called Emmeline, which is one of my favorite Ben Folds songs. I've only ever heard it on Ben Folds Live, though. Bounce from Bon Jovi, Golden Road, Keith Urban, Kings of Crunk, Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, which has a song Get Low on it. The Last DJ, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Wonder What's Next from Chevelle.
Yes.
Just like we said, this type of thinking could do us in 2004, top to bottom with two next. All the time. Wonder What's Next, same thing.
Yep.
LL10 from LL Cool J, Cry from Faith Hill, Let It Rain, Tracy Chapman, Waiting for My Rocket to Come, Jason Mraz,
yes.
The Remedy, You and I, and Curbside Profit. In 2004, that became like the anthem to our 2004 baseball season for Matt and I. Because it seemed like before every game and the car ride to the baseball field with our mom.
Either on the radio or the CD in the CD player.
We listened to that album. That album was on.
Yeah.
And it almost became like a superstition type deal. It was like, we got to listen to that. And we, like we mentioned in our 2004 episode, we went undefeated that year.
And it's a good album.
Mm-hmm. One by One, the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Just Times Like These, All My Life, Low and Lonely as You.
Such a good album.
Yeah, first album with second guitarist Chris Shiflett and the late Taylor Hawkins as a permanent drummer.
Yep, the late great Taylor
Hawkins. The late
great
Taylor Hawkins. Spend the Night, The Donnas, which has Take It Off.
Yep.
The 8 Mile soundtrack, which has Lose Yourself. Alexis on Fire's first album, Alexis on Fire, which is like 44 Caliber Love song.
Or, which I haven't listened to as much as their other ones.
American 4 with Johnny Cash, which we mentioned in the 2003 episode that we'd mentioned this year. It has possibly, for me, the greatest cover song of all time, Hurt.
Yep.
Justified from Justin Timberlake, his Rock Your Body and Cry Me a River. Trapped, I only mention it. Trapped's lead singer's a racist, so I don't want to give any credit to him, but it has Headstrong on there, and that was a big song. The Wrath of Shangri-La, ICP, Away from the Sun, Three Doors Down, which is Here Without You and When I'm Gone. The Blueprint 2, The Gift and the Curse. Oh, the Blueprint 2, The Gift and the Curse, Jay-Z, Riot Act, Pearl Jam, Testify with Phil Collins, Under Construction, Missy Elliott, Up, Shania Twain, Audio Slave's first album, Audio Slave, Last Temptation, Ja Rule, More Than You Think You Are, Matchbox 20, which has a song Unwell on it, Travelogue, Joni Mitchell, This Is Me, Then, Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block, Does This Look Infected, Sum 41, It Ain't Safe No More, Busta Rhymes, Paid the Cost to Be the Boss, Snoop Dogg, Phrenology, The Roots, which has the Seed 2.0 on
right.
it, Shut Up, which has Kelly Osbourne, Charm Bracelet, Mariah Carey, which has a cover of Bring On the Heartbreak, which is terrible, Just Whitney,
which is a Def Leppard song,
Just Whitney, Whitney Houston, Pandemonium, B2K, God's Son from Nas, Game Time, Lil Romeo, the Spider-Man soundtrack, and WWE Forcible Entry, which is a one of the CDs of WWE themes we listen to all the time because it was like really like heavy rock versions of certain songs.
Yep,
some of the songs California from Phantom Planet,
right.
Bother from Stone Sour, Hero from Chad Kroeger, both on the Spider-Man soundtrack.
Chad Kroeger and Josie Scott.
Moment Like This from Kelly Clarkson, Work It with Missy Elliott, Game of Love, Santana, Just a Friend, the 2002 version, which is Mario wearing a Ray Lewis jersey in the video.
Yes. So some of the television shows, some of the debuts.
Some really big shoes.
Some of the TV debuts, we have The Wire. Firefly, which is a really big cult hit.
Wirefly.
Mm-hmm.
The Wirefly.
You got that right, baby.
The Wire is one of those shows has always been suggested to us because it's one of the greatest shows of all time to a lot of people.
Top Gear, The Shield, Monk.
I love Monk.
Yeah.
I wish we would have watched it longer, but there was a solid couple of years we watched it every
like
Friday
every,
on USA.
Mm-hmm. Naruto, CSI Miami, 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter.
2003, we mentioned John Ritter passed away while the show was still on the air.
Yep. American Idol.
debuted in 2002.
That I know we a used
cultural phenomenon.
Exactly.
Kim Possible.
Well, one of the best things about American Idol were the auditions.
And that's what I want to watch.
That is the only reason I would tune in.
Yeah.
And then when the auditions were over, I didn't care anymore.
No.
And we still watch audition compilations, like bad audition compilations. Yeah. That's where we get Mary Roach.
Yeah.
And Mark LeGrand.
And, even though he is still hot, I won't deny
Mary
that.
Mary Roach, Mary Gilbo.
Yeah.
So many. Ian Bernardo.
Yeah.
Scat Girl.
William Hung.
William
Pants
Hung.
Pants on the Ground.
Pants on the Ground guy. I Am Your Brother, Your Best Friend Forever.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
there were people who you could tell clearly were just trying to go viral.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Like become like the next bad American Idol audition.
Yeah.
And they get 15 minutes of fame and
they
stuff like that.
Started cracking down on it. Like,
yeah.
I remember one episode, God love him, Harry Connick Jr. was one of the judges one season. He got really pissed off that somebody was doing this for clout.
Yep. Yep. He was none too pleased. Yeah. That was after they switched out. They didn't do like Simon Cowell and Paula and
Randy Jackson. And you're not going to get Randy Jackson's signature.
Yeah, exactly. It's the only thing I had on me. Samurai sword.
Why do you have Randy Jackson's signature on a martial arts weapon?
The Anna Nicole Smith Show, Monster Garage, Ozzy and Drix, Without a Trace, Ghost in the Shell, Standalone Complex, Codename Kids Next Door.
That's a good show.
Yeah. What I Like About You, The Man of Binds,
mm-hmm.
Everwood, The Adventures of Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius, Foils War, George Lopez Show, Kenny vs. Spenny, which I remember being funny.
I remember watching one episode and thinking it was really funny.
Yeah. I watched a few. I think I probably watched quite a bit. Mm. Anyway, The Dead Zone, Mr. Bean, the animated series, John Doe, Still Standing, Wire in the Blood, What's New, Scooby-Doo, Clone High, The Bachelor started in 2002.
Yes.
Jeremiah, Birds of Prey.
Oh, Dina Myers. Hello.
Fastlane, The Osbournes, Less Than Perfect with Sarah Rue.
Yeah.
Odyssey 5.
Zachary Levi started on that show.
He just talked
about it on the newest Michael Rosenbaum.
Yeah. Baby Looney Tunes, American Dreams, City of Men. Dr. Phil.
He just announced that he's canon his show.
Oh, really?
After 21 years.
Hmm. Okay. Crank Yankers.
you want to talk about a crank yanker, Dr. Phil.
Yep, exactly.
He's kind of a fraud.
Yep. That 80s show.
Eesh.
Kath and Kim. Mobile Suit Gundam Seed. Digimon Frontier. Pretenders. Boomtown. Ultimate Force, Chalk Zone, Dirty Sanchez.
Chalk Zone, colon, Dirty Sanchez. This is on Nickelodeon.
The Dirty Sanchez Detention. The 12 Kingdoms, I Love the 80s.
We're not going to wax poetic on it. It's seminal. It's seminal to my development.
I love the
80s,
I love the 70s, and I love the 90s. 2002, 2003, 2004.
And then all of their offshoots.
Yeah.
And all of their spinoffs. Like
we watched all of them.
Like Strikes Back. All of them. Like I Love the 80s, we watched as a family.
Yeah.
Like every, I can't remember if it was, I think it was every weeknight for like a week they showed every.
Yeah.
And that's where our awareness to a lot of stuff before us.
Yeah.
You know, it just was an intersection of us as 10 and 11 year old kids like
just absorb things.
Absorb things. We always had this I think this gift of being able to retain knowledge, kind of minds like steel traps, and it was really just like intensified and strengthened at starting to those ages, and those I Love shows really like started us building this ability to maintain these things that the quote-unquote
pop culture knowledge.
Yeah, it was, if anything, it was kind of a catalyst in a way to what we're doing now.
Yeah.
And what we've been, the party tricks we've been able to pull over the last 21 years.
Yes. Random bits of trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Richter controls the universe. Greg the Bunny, Wallace and Gromit's Cracking Contraptions, Sue Thomas FBI,
because
she's deaf. She is.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing that this has a Dove Award nomination. So
a Dove Award.
So it looks like it's a Christian thing.
Was it on the PAX TV?
I don't know. This is the first I'm seeing of it. And that looks like the lady who played Danny's sister in an episode of Full House.
You probably be right.
Probably.
Joey dated her.
Yeah.
She brought a chimp.
Yeah, she's like a zoologist or something.
The chimp started spanking Uncle Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Classic comedy.
Classic. That's when Jesse and Becky were up in the attic.
Yeah.
Because everybody has this weird dependent, you know, relationship.
Codependency with each other. And they can't just move out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I love Full House.
Or else Michelle will start crying like a little baby.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Just, they're going to get out into the real world. And you're not going to have somber, sad music,
or
every time you feel sad, you're not going to have Uncle Jesse there to sing a damn song.
Michelle's crying.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that was different.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
You're going to have to mourn. You're going to have to mourn things.
Listen, we are going to have a time where we're all
and I
all
love
we're going to talk
house.
About is Full House.
Yeah,
not that we don't do that anyway, but
yeah,
I don't know. They're
appropriate.
They just set all three of those girls up for failure in the real world.
Yep.
Anyway. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Me, I do. Was that 2002?
I don't think
so. That was 2000.
Yeah, I don't think, because even today when I wrote it down, I was like, and then now I'm thinking about, I'm like, no,
maybe
that wasn't 2002.
Maybe it was like Meredith Vieira.
I don't know. I don't think it was 2002.
I don't think so either.
Power Rangers Wild Force, Fillmore, Footballers Wives, She Spies, Cyber Chase, Liberty's Kids, Around the Horn, The Jamie Kennedy Experiment, and Fillmore. And then some.
Did you put Fillmore twice?
No.
I heard you were like Fillmore, da 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 da, and Fillmore.
Because I put.
Oh, yes, I did.
Because I put a pin in that, because that was a show.
I did say Fillmore twice.
Fillmore was this like safety patrol officer.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be like this detective show at a middle school.
Oh, it was great.
And it was on Disney.
Yeah.
And I remember Samantha, we would watch it, but like Samantha watched our sister, who's almost a five timer.
Yeah.
And she was on, she's been on our shows like nine times.
Yeah.
She would, eight times. She would actually watch that, and we would go in the other room and do whatever, but she actually watched it and like loved it. Stuff like that.
Yep.
And so those are some of the shows that debuted.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some of the shows that ended. Again, with our rule, if it's your first time, the shows that end, I only do the big ones that started before 2000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if it's a show that started in 2000, we'll cover it in that respective episode. So 100 Deeds for Eddie McDowd ended in 2002.
Ah, yes.
So Bad Boy turned into a dog. And he became a really bad boy. Ally McBeal ended in 2002. The Amanda Show thankfully ended in 2002.
Yep.
Hated that show. It was stupid. Celebrity Deathmatch. Daria.
Classic.
Dharma and Greg ended in 2002. Felicity.
Keri Russell.
Yep. The Hughleys. Once and Again. The Rosie O'Donnell Show.
Dearly Departed.
Loved it. Roswell. Spin City,
which
is
a great
show, and the Steve Harvey Show.
Mm.
All right, so here are some sports. So I'm going to go through some of the main sports, and then we're going to talk a little wrestling.
Let's talk a little wrestling.
So for sports, the New England Patriots defeat the St. Louis Rams by a field goal at Super Bowl 36 for the 2001-2002 season. That was heartbreaking.
Yep.
And especially since the Patriots, that was the last time they were the underdog.
Yeah.
For a very long time because they were facing the greatest show on turf.
Yep. That Rams team should have won that Super Bowl.
That was
I thought they were going to win the Super Bowl.
That was an upset.
Yep.
That's the first of their six Super Bowls.
Yep.
The Patriots over the next better part of the next 20 years.
Yep.
So Patriots beat the Rams. Jim Kelly and George Allen among the 2002 Hall of Fame class. MLB, so the Angels beat the Anaheim Angels beat the San Francisco Giants to win the World Series.
Yep. Randy Johnson and Barry Zito win the NL and AL Cy Youngs, respectively. Barry Bonds and Miguel Tejada win the NL and AL MVPs, respectively. The MLB All-Star Game, so this was one of the headline news in that year for baseball, held at Miller Park in Milwaukee, ends in a 7-7 tie.
Oh, do I remember that? Yep.
After 11 innings, and both teams exhaust all their reserves. Yeah, I definitely remember that. And as, you know, 10-year-old going on 11-year-old kids, I remember it was our sister Amanda's birthday. Yep. We came home from a restaurant.
Yep.
And we were watching it in our house's front room.
Yep.
And we were watching the whole thing. And when it ended in a tie, we were like, what?
A tie?
It pissed off so many people.
Yeah.
And
see, like, a little worm.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you exhausted all of your reserves. Like, get some. Is everybody dressed and gone now?
Yeah.
Get tell other people to get their asses out there.
Yeah. Most of those guys only played like 2 innings anyway.
Yeah. But the next year, 2003, was the first time the All-Star Game was for home field advantage,
right,
in the World Series.
Yeah.
So there were stakes, so now you can't end it in a tie.
Right.
So
now you can't leave.
Yeah, exactly. Jason Giambi wins the Home Run Derby, and Ozzie Smith inducted into Cooperstown.
Mm-hmm.
I may get a lot of flack for this from St. Louis people. I'm not a fan of Ozzie Smith. Not
yeah,
as a guy or a player.
Same.
Of course, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Of course.
He had, 11 gold gloves?
Yeah.
Over 2,000 career hits.
He's a legend in St. Louis.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a fan.
I never was a fan.
Nope.
NBA, the Lakers sweep the Nets for their third straight NBA title. The Charlotte Hornets move to New Orleans. Magic Johnson, Larry Brown, and the Harlem Globetrotters among the inductees into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. In the NHL, Canada defeats the U.S. to win the men's gold in Salt Lake City, and the same result for the women's gold. The Detroit Red Wings beat the Carolina Hurricanes in 5 games to win the Stanley Cup for the 2001-2002 season. I remember watching that game, at least the end of it. Jerome McGinley wins the Art Ross and the Lester Pearson. Jose Theodore wins the Hart and the Vezina.
Yep.
Patrick Waugh wins the Jennings. Ray Ferraro, Rick Tocchet, Mike Vernon, Kevin Stevens, Gary Suter, John Van Beesbrook, Pat Verbeek, and Stefan Richer play their last games. Bernie Federko, Clark Gillis, and Rod Langway among the NHL Hall of Fame inductees. Bernie Federko, one of the greatest St. Louis Blues of all time. In wrestling, Triple H wins the Royal Rumble after a valiant return, after like being on the shelf for almost a year.
Oh, yeah.
The NWO makes their debut. And started off relatively hot, and it quickly fizzled after WrestleMania. The WWF becomes the WWE.
Huge.
Huge news.
Yet people still say the WWF, and not like legends who wrestled in the WWF, and they're like, yeah, when I was in the WWF, but like people who are referencing wrestling, and they're like, oh, it was like the WWF,
it's like,
over
like
there.
Faker than WWF.
It's like, it's been the WWE for
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah. WrestleMania 18, here are some of the results.
What did the results say?
Rob Van Dam defeats William Regal to win the Intercontinental Championship. DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, defeats Christian to retain the European Championship. Kurt Angle defeats Kane in a throwaway nonsense match. Undertaker beats Ric Flair. Edge beats Booker T, because the story going into that was they were fighting for a shampoo commercial in Japan.
Ah, yes.
Kind of ridiculous. I love them both, but it's ridiculous.
Right.
Steve Austin beats Scott Hall. The Rock beats Hogan, which is the icon versus icon match. Which also is widely known as not a great match. Like, if you turn the sound off, it is a hard match to watch because it's not very good. Because Hulk Hogan, at least in his WWE, WF tenure, he's not known for his wrestling abilities. He's
no.
a personality.
Yeah.
He's a fine wrestler if you go to Japan.
Right.
But he's not known for his wrestling abilities in America.
He's the over-the-top personality. Yeah.
The
character.
Rock. As much flack as this may get me, isn't a great wrestler.
Nope.
He is fine. I think he's sloppy, but he's fine.
Yeah.
He's a better wrestler than Hogan. What made this match so legendary and is considered one of the greatest matches in WrestleMania history, and many people say why it should have gone on last, the crowd response.
Oh, man.
They literally, there's this classic moment where they're both in the ring facing off. The crowd is going apeshit for forever. like forever.
Yeah.
And the crowd reaction is what makes it. Other than that, not a good match.
No.
But it's
but
still
the,
it's
the story and the significance.
Yeah,
and the crowd.
It was a spectacle that is, yeah. you know, moments from it are used in WrestleMania promo packages yeah. all the time.
Yep.
Jazz beats Lita and Trish for the Women's Championship. Triple H, the real main event, was Triple H beats Chris Jericho yeah. for the Undisputed title.
Which had to follow
mm-hmm.
Hogan and The Rock.
Yeah, which
so
fans,
the crowd was dead by
they
that
were exhausted. Both championships, the WWF World Championship and the world title that came, that made its way over to from WCW
yeah.
during the invasion and the merges of,
yep.
WCW, ECW, and WWF. They were for a while being both titles were being used, and Chris Jericho became the first undisputed champion.
Yeah,
they didn't want to do that anymore. So the WWE the next night combines the championships, bringing about my favorite WWE title design. It was this new one. It was presented by Ric Flair, who right before the Royal Rumble 2002,
yeah.
Ric Flair becomes an authority figure, yep. making his return to the WWE for the first time in 10 years. At that point,
yeah.
And he presents it to Triple H, and the title, the design itself is great. The size of the main plate,
yeah.
I'm not a fan of. Then they introduced the version 2,
which
with
was
The
bigger.
Rock,
yeah.
and with Brock Lesnar, which yeah. happened later on in 2002.
Yep.
But it also brought about the brand split. SmackDown and Raw had two different rosters. That the World Heavyweight Championship. That only months prior
yes.
had been decommissioned by the WWE is brought back to be a Raw exclusive. The era of Brock Lesnar begins.
Oh, yeah.
Shawn Michaels makes
yes.
his valiant return.
And has an even better second half.
Oh, yeah. From 2002 to 2011 has the best matches in his career, starting with a clinic he puts on with Triple H at SummerSlam 2002.
Yep.
The Elimination Chamber makes its debut at Survivor Series,
yep.
which as much as he didn't want to be the world champion, Shawn Michaels wins to become the
which
world
is
champion.
Still awesome.
It's a great image.
Shawn
He wasn't a great champion, but it's a great image at the end of the confetti coming down and him
yeah.
holding the world championship.
It's so cool.
Ring of Honor is founded,
yeah.
which is now owned by Tony Khan, who
yep.
is the owner of All Elite Wrestling. And TNA is founded by Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
The PWI Awards, Wrestler of the Year, Brock Lesnar. Tag Team, Billy and Chuck. The Match of the Year, Rock vs. Hogan. Feud of the Year, Eric Bischoff, who he makes his WWE debut in 2002.
Yeah.
Versus Stephanie McMahon. Most Popular Wrestler, Rob Van Dam. Most Hated, Chris Jericho. Comeback of the Year, Hulk Hogan. Most Improved, Brock Lesnar. Most Inspirational, again, was Eddie Guerrero. In 2004, he was because of the events that came about in 2002 that he came back from.
Yeah.
And then later on, 2004, became WWE
drug
champion.
Problems.
Came back from drug problems, alcohol abuse, problems yeah. in his marriage. He's mm-hmm. not fired for being problems
right.
in his marriage, but his drug problems caused his firing.
Yeah.
And what he did is he got clean. He got sober.
Yep.
He atoned for all of that, and he was like, he could have gotten a spot back in the WWF,
mm-hmm.
but he was like, no, I need to start from the bottom and work
yeah.
my way back up. So he worked the indies,
yeah,
and he worked in OVW,
yep.
Ohio Valley Wrestling, and earned his way back into the WWE.
Yep.
That's why he's one of my favorites.
And was just a complete master of his craft.
Mm-hmm. I said one of. That's one of the reasons he is my
yeah.
favorite.
Yep.
So most inspirational because of that. Rookie of the Year, Maven from Tough Enough.
Yeah, I liked Tough Enough.
Mm-hmm. Women's Wrestler of the Year, Trish Stratus. Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Jim Ross. The American Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame and Museum inductees. So this is in Austin, Texas? Houston, Texas? It's in Texas.
Yeah.
George Hackenschmidt. Frank Gotch,
yeah.
Gorgeous George, Ed Strangler Lewis,
jeez,
Lou Thesz,
yeah.
Buddy Rogers, Bruno Sammartino, Andre the Giant, Ricky Steamboat, and Mildred Burke. That's the introductory class. Of
I was
this
I
wrestling.
Was going to
yeah.
say because those are all like
yeah.
legends upon legends.
Yeah, because and they have certain wings like Pioneers,
yeah.
Television Era, Modern
yeah.
Era.
It's like wow, they're. That's a greatest hits of
mm-hmm.
old wrestling legends.
Yeah.
So some video games to round things out here. Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Madden 2003, which we played all the time. Wasn't Vice City in 2004? That was San Andreas.
San Andreas.
Madden 2003, which we played all the time. The soundtrack, as you heard during the music section, we're like, oh, that was on the 2003 soundtrack.
Party Hard.
Yeah,
Andrew WK. I don't know if I might have missed that in music.
That's
maybe
right.
It was in 2001, but it was on there.
Yeah, Tom Clancy, Splinter Cell, Metroid Prime, Super Mario Sunshine, Eternal Darkness, Warcraft 3, Reign of Chaos, Medal of Honor Frontline, The Elder Scrolls 3, Morrowind, Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, Mafia, Kingdom Hearts, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit 2, Ratchet and Clank. Wasn't that in 2003?
There's Ratchet and Clank, Going Commando.
Oh, okay. So Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Sly Cooper and the Thievius Raccoonus.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4, NFL 2K3, Hitman 2, Silent Assassin, The Getaway, Blood Rain, Metal Gear Solid 2, Substance. Metal Gear Solid 2 with Sons of Liberty. As you can hear, I did not do my due diligence this time around.
You just did what you normally do.
Anyway, Legends of Wrestling 2, WWF Raw for the Xbox, SmackDown Shut Your Mouth, which I played a lot of, and then WWE Road to WrestleMania 18.
Yeah.
And I think there was a WrestleMania 18. This list also didn't have any wrestling games on it either. That's what I was doing while you were like doing your stuff. I was like, there were no wrestling games on there, so I just wrestling games in 2002.
Yeah.
Leaving 2002 with a whimper.
Okay. It's all right. Well, that's the thing is you didn't veer from what you normally do, and you normally get a bunch of stuff. So, like, somebody failed you. You do not fail me or yourself or our audience. And if you have any shit to say, please don't say it. Please don't say it. Please, 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 please keep listening. And thank you for always listening. Thank you for your support, ladies and gentlemen. That was 2002.
Yep.
Don't know when we're going to get to 2001 or 2000 because we have other shit we want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Including in March, we may have some martial arts themed episodes.
Oh, yeah, martial arts.
A little martial arts action. But until then, thank you all for listening. And until the next episode,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you can be rad?
See you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.